This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Football Friday to you. Hope you are living good out there. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, thanks for making myself, John Lopez, and Byron Matthews on this Friday part of your Football Friday. Texans gearing up for a Monday night football game versus the Cowboys. And because it's Monday night, we're going to do the thing again where we point to the fact that it's a shifted schedule. So today, even though it's a Football Friday, it's kind of their Thursday. It means yesterday was their Wednesday, and it was the first practice that they had of the week. And, of course, when you get out there practice, we get the practice report and the injury report as well. And with the injury report, There was a couple of things that, I mean, we knew, but it just seeing them, you know how sometimes you know some, you see it, and it's just like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I feel
it's
like
time to overreact.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to overreact, but I definitely had concerns. And it's something that we've talked about quite a bit this season. And it's about your defensive backfield, your cornerbacks, because Derek Stingley Jr. didn't practice. And he's designated with the hip now. Mm-hmm. I know Aaron Wilson kind of talked about that. It's not major.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be something that stops him from playing. But shows up as a DNP for Thursday's practice. And then remember that Kamari Laster left the game against the Lions with a concussion. He did not practice. And the likelihood is, just spitballing here, that when you're in the concussion protocol, you're probably not playing that next week unless you're Jalen Hurts and he pops right back out there. Or that one time that Josh Allen might have been concussed and he just kept playing, right? Quarterbacks have a different concussion protocol.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
But when it comes to everybody else, which Kamari Lassiter would fit into, you might not be there. And so, yeah, those are your two cornerbacks that you really trust. The top two cornerbacks, very good cornerbacks, huge parts of this really, really good defense for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that comes up against a team that has CeeDee Lamb, who has very quickly become one of the best wide receivers in the league. In fact, if you can help me out here, Byron, this is head coach D'Amico Ryans yesterday talking about the challenge that CeeDee Lamb poses.
Yeah, CD, man, so explosive. Starting with just him in the slot, like his ability to just run after catch is just, he's an exceptional player, right? He can align everywhere on the field. Like, he aligns outside, he can take the shot outside, the go balls, but he also gets inside. They move him around a lot. The coaching staff does a really nice job of just putting him in a lot of different spots where you have to have great eyes for where he is at all times, because he is their top playmaker, and he's proven even when eyes are on him, he can still make plays. So it's a big task for us, stopping CD, but it's going to take everybody. It's not going to be about one person stopping him. It's going to take everybody on the defense.
So this is a concern. You know, there aren't a lot of concerns when you're facing the Cowboys team that is struggling and is such a bad place right now. But the one place where you've been vulnerable, now not so much against the Lions, but keep in mind the Lions are an entirely different type of offense in terms of how they approach you. Jalen Petrie had maybe his best game as a Texan, but that's as an attacking guy that, you know, against an offense that puts the extra tackles in and all that. Cowboys don't do that as much, and the Cowboys rely on CeeDee Lamb, and they're gonna try to.
They have to. That's the best player on their offense.
Yeah,
right now.
And they're gonna try to stretch you out, spread you out, all that good stuff. Jeff Okuda's coming back from an injury too.
He is.
Now, he was limited in practice, but still, coming back from an injury.
But also Jeff Okuda, I don't know.
Where are they going to use him?
I don't know what to expect from him.
Right, exactly.
Like, we just haven't seen him play football, and plus he's coming back from an injury. What does that football look like, even if you knew what to, or if you had an idea of what you expected from him?
Yeah, so that's happening. And then you got Petrie in a different sort of space defensively than he was against the Lions when he played so well. So, and he has been exposed in some of these backs out of the backfield, tight ends, you know, covering people in the middle of the field. And on top of that, I mean, Lassiter's not going to play. I mean, there were very few things you know, but I would venture to say Lassiter.
You'd put money on it.
Yeah, you can put money on it. He's not going to play.
You'd put money on it.
I would put money on it.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I said you'd put money on it. It's like, you can put money on it. That's not the same thing.
Don't get in my wallet. But so there's three key elements right there that are going to be looked at completely different.
Yeah, and so, and you heard D'Amico Ryans there talking about, and rightfully so, that they also move him around. CeeDee Lamb early on was a slot guy, and he absolutely operates out of the slot in addition to kind of operating as an X or whatever, or Z or what have you. He'll still get in that slot as well. And that's one of those things that ever since week three versus Minnesota, was like, oh, wow, yeah, great players in the slot. Could be an issue. But also now you're calling Kadar Holman into action if Kamari Lassiter indeed does not play, and that was the guy that they turned to when Kamari went out. Like, what is that going to look like? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a place where I was like, oh, I'm feeling a little concerned. But am I being over anxious? Because in addition to CeeDee Lamb being that guy, I also know at quarterback.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems very evident that they're going to Cooper Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And what I know about Cooper Rush is that he executes what they ask of him well. Like, he goes and he just runs the offense. Probably the consummate meaning of game manager.
Yeah.
But when he throws a football, I've often said this, it looks like the football hails a taxi and gets in it and then drives over to the receiver. Like, it just doesn't go with pace.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering are my concerns about this cornerbacks against CeeDee Lamb and the potential problems that he can cause, Is that overstated just because I don't know how well they'll be able to throw the football, especially Cooper Rush, as he's not a super mobile dude against the pass rush in the Texans that will heat him up?
Yeah, no, that's the one saving grace. I said it's a concern because it is, because just warm bodies are not there. You know, you don't have the guys that you would normally rely on, but that's the saving grace. You know, Cooper Rush is just not, I mean, he was just awful. Like just awful.
Yeah.
And got heated up, as you talked about.
Yeah, he's a don't mess it up guy.
Yeah.
Right. And if you have things around him, he will not mess it up. Right. The high floor, low ceiling, I guess, is a way that you could say it. That's what you're dealing with there. But that's an inexperienced offensive line. I don't know that they know what they're doing left tackle wise, which, hey, that bodes well for whoever's rushing off the right. It might be Daniil Hunter off that right, which, whoo, time to add some sacks to the total, Daniil. But, yeah, I just, you look at just the basic idea of CeeDee Lamb versus maybe not your second-best corner. And, I mean, we'll see how practice goes and how the reports continue throughout the weekend. But, you know, your guy, Stingley, who has just been quietly chugging along, doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is handling business and not having teams throw his way, like, it does make me wonder if you have a continued stretch of them not practicing whatever. Does that then bode to a place where maybe the Cowboys could do something? But I still find myself in a place where I'm like, I still feel good.
Nah.
I still feel good about this team. And I'm trust this. I trust D'Amico Ryans. I trust Matt Burke. I trust this defense. I was just like, oh, that's the one place that we had issues. One of the places that we were talking about at the trade deadline, not having that depth at the cornerback position.
On the other hand, and this bodes well for the Texans as well, have you seen the Cowboys injury report?
Yeah,
they
man.
They had two guards and a tackle either out or limited yesterday. So, you're going to be able to heat them up because these guys are not going to be 100%.
Yeah, I think that they have literally a third of their active roster on the injury report. Now, of course, when it comes to the injury report, there's some guys that they're showing on the injury report that practiced or whatever, limited capacity, those types of things. But yeah, they have a lot of guys showing up on here, including for them, a couple of cornerbacks, a couple of guys that would start that did not practice on Wednesday. Deron Bland, Kalen Carson, who's a rookie, I believe. Mm-hmm. Those guys did not practice. You know, you had Jordan Lewis, is another one of their cornerbacks, did not practice, which that bodes well in the other way. Yeah. When you look at the what we were talking about and that makes this the get-right game for the Texans, the things that they're not great at covering up, and then you have, at least on the first day of your practices, three of your cornerbacks not practicing on the first day. Hey man, that feels like that gives you an opportunity to have Nico Collins come back and really go off on people, or Mechie really continue that sharp stretch, or maybe even Tank Dell have an explosion or two.
I'm looking at their offensive line. Chuma Udoga, their tackle.
It
was limited.
I think it's a real bad sign for them if Chuma Udoga is one of those guys that actually has to play. That's a guy that's like a depth tackle.
But he has played.
He has played.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how well, but that's one of those guys. So, yeah.
Tyler Smith was limited, one of their guards. Zach Martin did not practice. So,
and I do wonder if that's a vet day.
Could have been.
He's up could've there been. In age. Mm-hmm. But, man, there's so many things that feel like the Texans should be chomping at the bit at the opportunity to go out there and face the Cowboys. But I just saw the report, the injury report, and I was like, ooh, both the cornerbacks are on here.
Yeah.
Both of the guys that you anticipate being those lockdown guys are on there. And I know D'Amico Ryans, and maybe that's part of why, in that he's in talking about CeeDee Lamb, he said, well, this is going to be an everybody on the defense thing and trying to slow down and stop
it should
CeeDee
be.
Lamb. And maybe that points to the idea that Derek Stingley.
I think their tight end was out yesterday, too.
Who, Jake Ferguson?
I think Ferguson was out yesterday as well, or limited. He was one of those. So that kind of speaks.
Didn't practice, but he had an illness, which I don't know what to do with those.
I mean, who knows how long that lasts.
Yeah. That's one of those things that probably will clear up by the weekend. But yeah, he also didn't practice. So we'll see what it looks like. But today will be another day that gives us some insight. In fact, today is the day to really look at the injury report and the practice report. Because
don't look at Friday.
Friday, which is so Saturday.
Saturday, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You did the slide schedule as well, but I feel like we have to talk in layman's terms. But yes, it feels like today will be the day where getting the more physical of the practice, getting that practice report and seeing what it is, will give us a little bit of insight into who plays ultimately on Monday. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including a fight that I wanted to pretend like I wasn't going to be interested in, but as we come closer and closer and as more things happen, I'm more interested in. Let's talk about that and more next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.